and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for October the 11th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. Will you stand?
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here and the privilege to stand here to represent Jefferson County. I ask that you bless this court and give us judgment on all our decisions. I ask that you bless the citizens and staff of Jefferson County, as well as those young people serving over. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First items are under purchasing. Item A, approved specifications for IFB, a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County. Item B, consider and possibly approve donation of recycled printer cartridges and inkjet toners as authorized by the local government code to a charitable organization, Goodwill Computer Depot in Beaumont, Texas. Item C, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the government code. Again, that is to Goodwill Computer Depot. Item D, by addendum, terminate contract for IFB, a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies, due to repeated inability of the primary vendor to provide products as required by specifications. Hey. Item E, oh, on purchasing?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Judge, I'll make a motion that we include that amendment to item E, that we approve the items under purchasing.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on the items under purchasing? Do we also have a motion and a second to approve all of those items? A through E?
Yes, sir, we do.
E as amended?
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous. County Commissioner, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding investment of county treasury funds. Item B, consider authorizing the county judge to enter or terminate a burn ban order. Item C, consider and possibly approve accepting the deed or donation of land and personal property known and operated as Veterans Memorial Park. Item E, consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with City of Port Arthur for the operation and maintenance of Veterans Memorial Park. Item F, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Mr. Charles Guillory to the Drainage District 6 Board of Directors. This is to replace a position held by the late Reverend Samuel P. Leday. This is an appointed position by the Jefferson County Commissioner Precinct 4. Item G, consider and possibly approve a proclamation regarding Italian History Month. Item H, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a resolution and application for grant proceeds for implementation of the feral hog abatement technologies. Item I, consider schedule for the 2011 Christmas holiday. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I guess we need to include in a motion whether or not we're going to terminate or enter into a burn ban. Since there's one not, I have not seen a recommendation that we enact a burn ban.
I have received one. I've talked, is Mr. Fountain here? No, he told me.
But all of the volunteer fire. Reconsider the schedule for the 2011 Christmas holiday. That would be change the holiday Monday and Tuesday, the 26th and 27th of 2011. Friday, the 23rd.
Okay.
Judge, if I may,
yeah.
I move that we approve item A through H. Leave out I for discussion, and on item B to enact a burn ban, and that will be in effect till further notice.
All right, we have a motion on items A through H. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a second discussion?
Yes. Before we vote, I want to introduce to the court, Mr. It said Charles Gilbert, but that's Chuck. If you don't mind, and his wife Marcia is here. To replace, and I don't say replace because it's hard to replace, to step in and do your best for the citizens of the county on DD, on the Drainage District Board. We appreciate you coming forth to do that, and appreciate your service to our community as a whole right now.
Okay, anything further? All in favor of those items A through H, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Item I is Christmas holidays 2011. What sayeth thou?
Just for clarification, schedule we adopted for 2011 named Monday and Tuesday as the holiday, so the only action taken is if we want to change the original decision. Is that right? What's the motion?
Friday and Monday? Okay, change it from Monday and Tuesday to Friday and Monday.
More consistent the way we think. Because Christmas Eve is falls on Saturday. And a Saturday holiday typically you reserve the Friday before. And a Sunday holiday you reserve the Monday afterwards. We had scheduled it for Monday and Tuesday. Now we're going back to Friday, Monday.
Not a problem with me. I'll only have six more days.
You're going to take every day off.
Every day. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, execute, receive, and file engagement letter for auditing services for Jefferson County with Gail Botley for year ending September 30th, 2010. Audit services will be for Jefferson County Juvenile Probation State Funds and Ford Park Operations. Item B, regular county bills, check number 344980 through check number 345340. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Second. And discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, considering possibly approved 2010-2011 investment policy. the list of approved broker dealers. Item B, receive and file a 2010-2011 investment policy. Item C, receive and file investment schedule for September 10th, including year-to-date total earnings of county funds. Ms. Robin?
Good afternoon, everybody. Is this on? I guess it is. I have sent all of you a copy of the proposed changes in the investment policy. There's only three that are really sort of substantial. In the past, the investment policy stated that we could extend out for 3 years with no more than $15 million of investments, as long as we met all the cash needs for the county up to that point. Because of the economic situation and the proposal, not a proposal, but the perspective of no economic changes for the next several years, we've decided to pull back in the maturity level to 1 year, which is basically what we have right now. I have some investments that are out a little bit farther than that, but most of them are callables, and they're going to be called. So that is the first one. That's in section 1.101. is to decrease the stated final maturity to 1 year or less. The other proposed change is under point four, under 4.02, which is the Investment Advisory Committee. We're going to, I'm asking you to bring back the County Investment Committee, Advisory Committee, but it's a little different structure. In the past, each one of the commissioners had an appointment on the board or on the committee, and I served on it, Patrick served on it, and Tom Rugg served on it. We're structuring it, we're bringing it before you to restructure it so that the composition of the committee would be the county judge or his designee, the county auditor, the county treasurer, and the head of the civil division of the district attorney's office, and an appointee representing the commissioner's court. And they shall meet no less than quarterly. The other change that I'm asking is just a wordage change under 4.03. We're changing that title to fiduciary prudence and ethical standards, and that's just including the fiduciary responsibility, and changing the prudent person rule to include using the prudent person rule and the prevailing circumstances of a fiduciary. And that is to try to bring in compliance our current economic situation a little bit more. One other change I did make was in 10.02, it was a cleanup. If we're going to change the Investment Advisory Committee, then we needed to also list it under 10.02, which says the county treasurer and the Investment Advisory Committee must review the Jefferson County investment policy not less than annually and recommend any changes to commissioner's court. So those are the changes that are being proposed. Nothing really major. I guess the only thing, just the two things, is pulling back in the maturity and also changing the structure of the Investment Advisory Committee.
Is there a reason for changing the structure?
Of what? Of which section? Committee. It brings it into a little bit more of a composed of people who really know county finances. In the past, the only thing I used the Investment Advisory Committee for was an annual review, which a lot of it was done on email if there were no changes, and for analysis of the depository contract. And the people who were represented on that committee were people from outside the county, except for those of us who served on the committee.
Like bankers or whatever else?
The bankers, but the banker had to sign off that they wouldn't bid on the contract. And the others, even though we had brokers and we had CPAs and we had other public members, Public funds investing is so specialized that we feel like having more representation or guidance from people who know county government is probably going to be a better guidance for the new treasurer. But the decision is yours.
On the committee in the past, a couple of the issues was, one is that, say if you appointed someone who looked like an obvious choice for a member from Merrill Lynch, Smith Barney, one of those companies, then it put their company at a disadvantage because they couldn't participate in any investment type thing, so that created a problem. And then Ms. Robinson alluded to, another issue was that a lot of people that had considerable knowledge about investments in the private sector were really clueless about the restrictions that the county was under, and it took a long educational process sometimes for them to understand the restrictions that the county was facing. So when I saw this proposed committee, based upon my experience in the past, it looked like it made sense. To me, the advantage of this committee is twofold. First of all, it gives the county treasurer, whoever that may be in the future, a sounding board and some input and some reinforcement, but it also gives the commissioner's court a greater confidence level because they know that this investment committee has had interaction with the treasurer, and when they come forward with a recommendation to commissioner's court, they know that it's a recommendation that's being bought into by people with a pretty sound background in county government.
Also, with the annual review of the investment policy, if after a year, it can always be amended and changed again to go back to that other format, like when we come up for another depository contract, which will not be for 4 years, well, 3.5 now, you might want to bring or restructure that committee to be able to assist with that process, because that process would be served better with a banker who didn't necessarily bid on the contract, because they're again, banking is very specialized, but this is an investment advisory committee. It's to provide some back support for the investment officer.
Anything else?
Do we need a motion?
Yep, we need a motion on items A, B, and C.
Judge, I'll move for approval.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Thank you, Ms. Robin. Engineering Department, item A, consider and possibly approve work authorization for 4 year or year four of phase two MS4 permit implementation service contract with Carroll Blackman Inc. The total estimate for this work is $13,318.67, and this is a budgeted item. Item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit. It's 13-P-10 to Samson Lone Star LLC for the purpose of boring 1 4-inch saltwater line under Green Pond Gully, road south of Highway 90. This project's located in Precinct 1. Item C, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 14-P-10 to Samson Lone Star LLC for the purpose of boring a 4-inch line. Isn't that a repeat of B? They're identical. Okay, if they're two separate lines. All right, thanks for the clarification. That project's also located in Precinct 1. Item D, consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute bond release to Pogo Producing Company LLC for damages from the overweight permit 02-0W-10, bond release number 22-021-981, on Big Hill and Needmore Road in Precinct 3. Payment has been received of $105,000 from PXP, that's Plains Exploration Production. Is there a motion on these items?
Second, Judge.
Have a motion and a second, discussion.
Yes, Judge, I want to thank Mr. Rayo and Sheriff Woods and the Sheriff Department, along with my road and bridge guys. That $105,000 is something, we're getting even more money now that we're enforcing the weights and measure of different trucks. That's money that we need to be recouping from these companies that's tearing up county roads.
Tearing up the roads.
That's $105,000, because engineering, the Sheriff Department, and the road and bridge superintendents and crews are working together. I think I turned in $12,000 this morning also to county auditing on another bond. We need to actively go after these companies and get that money, because they're willing to pay, but if we don't ask them, and if we don't enforce it, thanks to Commissioner-elect, Sheriff Woods, I appreciate it. If we don't actively go after the, and basically all it takes is a conversation with them, saying you need to bond our roads, you're tearing them up, hauling all your junk out of the county. So I appreciate you, Mr. Rayo, and everyone.
Good deal. Anything else?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did I do?
I started talking and interrupting. We got to vote on it.
Oh, we didn't vote on that proclamation. Let's vote on that proclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Anything further? Harden? I thought we did that.
We approved it, didn't we?
We did approve. I'm not going to read it. I tried that 1 year. You can read it, Ms. Gilry, if you want.
Is there anybody here from Italian history?
Please feel free to come up and speak.
I don't mind reading it, Judge.
I can't read it. Here, I think it's in here.
Good afternoon, Judge Walker and County Commissioners. We appreciate y'all, you approving our proclamation. I am, my name is Catherine Malley Inahosa. I am second generation, born here in the United States of, I'm Sicilian descent. I am, I have with me Lucy the Bartlow Blackstock. She's a first generation, born here in the United States. Lucy, and then next to her is Marie Madaffery. She was actually born in Italy. And we thank y'all for considering and passing the proclamation. We also invite y'all tomorrow night on the corner of our Italian piazzas there on Natchez and College Street. Tomorrow we're gonna have our candlelight vigil, and after that we're gonna go to Lone Star Steakhouse. So we'd like to invite y'all, or anyone as you'd like to come out to our candlelight. And again, we appreciate y'all considering and doing the proclamation for us for this month.
Well, thank you very much.
Time is a man.
We'll frame this and get it to you.
Okay, is there any further business? If not, we will stand adjourned. Thank you very much.